15. The Teacher's Guide to Differentiation. By Heather Walpert Gorin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Teacher's Guide to Differentiation by Heather Walpert Gorin is a comprehensive guide for teachers on how to differentiate instruction in the classroom. The book provides an overview of differentiation, including its history and current research, as well as practical strategies for implementation. It also includes case studies from real classrooms that demonstrate successful differentiation practices. The first part of the book focuses on understanding what differentiation is and why it's important. Walpert Gorin explains that differentiated instruction involves tailoring teaching methods to meet individual student needs based on their learning styles, interests, abilities, and backgrounds. She emphasizes that this approach can help create an equitable learning environment where all students have access to high-quality education regardless of their background or ability level. In the second part of the book, Walpert Gorin outlines specific strategies for differentiating instruction in the classroom. These include using flexible grouping structures such as heterogeneous groups, providing multiple pathways for students to learn content, offering choice within assignments, utilizing technology tools like online quizzes and games, incorporating project-based learning activities, and creating personalized assessments. Finally, Walpert Gorin offers advice on how teachers can assess student progress when implementing differentiated instruction. She suggests using formative assessment techniques such as observation checklists and exit tickets along with more traditional summative assessments like tests or projects. Overall, The Teacher's Guide to Differentiation provides a comprehensive overview of what differentiation is and how it can be used effectively in classrooms today. With its clear explanations and practical examples from real classrooms, this book serves as an invaluable resource for any teacher looking to improve their instructional practice through differentiated instruction. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Differentiation is an important tool for teachers to use in the classroom. Differentiation is a teaching strategy that allows teachers to meet the individual needs of their students by providing instruction that is tailored to each student's learning style and level of understanding. This helps to ensure that all students are able to access the curriculum and reach their full potential. Main idea number 2. Differentiation should be used to create an inclusive classroom environment. Differentiation can be used to create an inclusive classroom environment where all students feel valued and respected. This can be done by providing a variety of learning activities that are tailored to each student's individual needs and interests. Main idea number 3. Differentiation should be used to engage students in the learning process. Differentiation can be used to engage students in the learning process by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students are actively involved in the learning process and are able to access the curriculum. Main idea number 4. Differentiation should be used to assess student learning. Differentiation can be used to assess student learning by providing activities that are tailored to each student's individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students are able to demonstrate their understanding of the material and that their progress is accurately tracked. Main idea number 5. Differentiation should be used to provide support for struggling students. Differentiation can be used to provide support for struggling students by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students are able to access the curriculum and receive the support they need to be successful. Main idea number 6. Differentiation should be used to challenge advanced students. Differentiation can be used to challenge advanced students by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students are able to access the curriculum and are able to reach their full potential. Main idea number 7. Differentiation should be used to foster collaboration among students. Differentiation can be used to foster collaboration among students by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students are able to work together to complete tasks and learn from each other. Main idea number 8. Differentiation should be used to promote student ownership of learning. Differentiation can be used to promote student ownership of learning by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students are able to take ownership of their learning and are able to make meaningful connections to the material. Main idea number 9. Differentiation should be used to provide meaningful feedback to students. Differentiation can be used to provide meaningful feedback to students by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students are able to receive feedback that is tailored to their individual learning styles and that is meaningful to them. Main idea number 10. Differentiation should be used to create a safe learning environment. Differentiation can be used to create a safe learning environment by providing activities that are tailored to each student's individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students are able to feel safe and secure in the classroom and are able to access the curriculum without fear of judgment or ridicule. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Differentiation is an important tool for teachers to use in the classroom. It allows them to provide instruction that is tailored to each student's individual learning style and level of understanding, ensuring that all students are able to access the curriculum and reach their full potential. Differentiation can take many forms, such as providing different levels of support or challenge depending on a student's needs, using varied instructional strategies, offering alternative assessments, or allowing students choice in how they demonstrate their knowledge. By taking into account each student's unique strengths and weaknesses, teachers can create an environment where everyone feels supported and successful. Differentiating instruction also helps foster a sense of ownership among students by giving them more control over their own learning process. When given choices about what topics they want to explore further or how they will demonstrate mastery of content, students become more engaged with the material and develop greater confidence in their abilities. Additionally, differentiation encourages collaboration between peers as well as between teacher and student. Ultimately, differentiation provides teachers with a powerful tool for meeting the diverse needs of all learners within one classroom setting. By tailoring instruction according to individual needs while still maintaining high expectations for every learner, teachers can ensure that no one gets left behind. Main idea number 2. Differentiation can be used to create an inclusive classroom environment where all students feel valued and respected. This can be done by providing a variety of learning activities that are tailored to each student's individual needs and interests. For example, teachers can offer different levels of difficulty in assignments or provide alternative ways for students to demonstrate their understanding of the material. Additionally, teachers should strive to create a safe space for all learners by encouraging open dialogue about diverse perspectives and experiences. In order to ensure that everyone is included in the learning process, it is important for teachers to differentiate instruction based on student ability level as well as cultural background. By taking into account these factors when creating lesson plans, teachers can make sure that every student has access to meaningful learning opportunities regardless of their background or abilities. Finally, differentiation should also extend beyond the classroom walls. Teachers should work with families and communities outside of school in order to better understand how they can best support each learner's unique needs. Through this collaboration, educators will be able to foster an inclusive environment where all students feel welcomed and accepted. Main idea number 3. Differentiation should be used to engage students in the learning process by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students have access to the curriculum, regardless of their ability level or background. Differentiated instruction can also help create a more engaging classroom environment where each student feels valued and respected for who they are. By creating an atmosphere of inclusion, teachers can foster a sense of belonging among all learners. When planning differentiated instruction, it is important for teachers to consider how best to meet the needs of each student. This may include using different instructional strategies such as small group work, one-on-one tutoring sessions, or technology-based activities. Additionally, teachers should provide multiple levels of support so that all students feel comfortable participating in class discussions and completing assignments. By taking into account individual differences among learners when designing lessons and activities, teachers can create an inclusive learning environment where every student has an opportunity to succeed. Differentiation allows educators to tailor instruction so that it meets the unique needs of each learner while still allowing them access to challenging content. Main idea number 4. Differentiation can be used to assess student learning by providing activities that are tailored to each student's individual needs and interests. This helps teachers ensure that all students have the opportunity to demonstrate their understanding of the material, while also allowing them to track progress more accurately. Differentiated instruction allows teachers to create a variety of activities for different learners, such as hands-on projects, group work, or online assignments. By offering these types of activities in addition to traditional lectures and tests, teachers can better gauge how well each student is grasping the material. In order for differentiation to be effective in assessing student learning, it must be implemented thoughtfully and consistently. Teachers should take into account factors such as prior knowledge levels, language proficiency levels, cultural backgrounds, and learning styles when creating differentiated tasks. Additionally, they should provide clear expectations for each activity so that students understand what is expected from them. By using differentiation strategies in assessment practices, teachers can gain valuable insight into how their students are progressing with their studies. Through this process, they will be able to identify areas where further support may be needed or where additional challenges could help push students further along in their academic journey. Main idea number 5. Differentiation can be used to provide support for struggling students by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students are able to access the curriculum and receive the support they need to be successful. Differentiated instruction allows teachers to adjust content, process, product, or learning environment based on student readiness levels, interests, and learning profiles. By doing this, teachers can create a classroom environment where each student is challenged at an appropriate level while still feeling supported in their learning. For example, if a teacher has identified a group of students who struggle with math concepts such as fractions or decimals, then they could use differentiated instruction strategies such as providing visual aids or manipulatives for those students so that they have something concrete to work with when trying to understand these concepts. Additionally, the teacher could also provide additional practice problems specifically designed for those struggling learners so that they can gain more confidence in their abilities. By using differentiation techniques like these, it allows teachers to meet the needs of all learners regardless of ability level, which ultimately leads them toward success in school and beyond. Main idea number 6. Differentiation should be used to challenge advanced students by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps ensure that all students have access to the curriculum, regardless of their level of ability or prior knowledge. Differentiated instruction can also help advanced learners reach their full potential by allowing them to explore topics in greater depth and complexity than they would otherwise be able to do in a traditional classroom setting. For example, teachers can provide more challenging assignments for advanced students, such as research projects or independent studies on topics related to the course material. They can also offer enrichment activities such as field trips, guest speakers, or hands-on experiments that allow these students an opportunity to further develop their skills and understanding of the subject matter. In addition, teachers should strive to create an environment where advanced learners feel comfortable taking risks and pushing themselves beyond what is expected from them. By creating a safe space for exploration and experimentation, teachers can encourage these students' creativity while helping them build confidence in their abilities. Main idea number 7. Differentiation can be used to foster collaboration among students by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students are able to work together on tasks, learn from each other, and develop a sense of community in the classroom. For example, teachers can create differentiated group projects where each student is assigned a specific role or task based on their strengths and weaknesses. This allows for collaboration between different types of learners while also allowing them to focus on what they do best. In addition, teachers can use differentiation strategies such as flexible grouping or tiered assignments so that students with different levels of ability can work together successfully. By creating an environment where everyone feels comfortable working with others regardless of their skill level, it encourages collaboration and fosters positive relationships among classmates. Finally, teachers should provide opportunities for peer feedback during collaborative activities. This allows students to give constructive criticism in a supportive way, which further promotes teamwork and cooperation within the classroom. Main idea number 8. Differentiation can be used to promote student ownership of learning by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps students feel empowered in their own learning, as they are able to take control over the material and make meaningful connections with it. Differentiated instruction allows teachers to create a classroom environment where each student is given the opportunity to learn at his or her own pace, while still being challenged appropriately. By allowing students to explore topics in ways that best suit them, they become more engaged and motivated in their studies. In addition, differentiated instruction encourages collaboration among peers. Students can work together on projects or assignments that require different levels of understanding or skill sets. This type of collaborative learning promotes problem-solving skills and critical thinking abilities, which will help prepare them for future success. Finally, differentiation should also include opportunities for self-reflection so that students can assess their progress and identify areas where they need additional support or guidance from the teacher. Through this process, students gain an increased sense of responsibility for their own learning outcomes. Main idea number 9. Differentiation can be used to provide meaningful feedback to students by providing activities that are tailored to their individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students are able to receive feedback that is tailored to their individual learning styles and that is meaningful for them. Differentiated instruction allows teachers the opportunity to create a variety of activities, assignments, and assessments based on students' strengths, weaknesses, interests, and abilities. By doing this, teachers can provide personalized instruction which will help each student reach his or her full potential. When providing differentiated feedback, it is important for teachers to focus on both the content being taught as well as the process of learning. For example, if a teacher notices one student struggling with an assignment, they could offer additional support such as extra practice problems or more detailed explanations of concepts in order for them better understand the material. Additionally, when giving verbal feedback, it is important for teachers not only point out what was done correctly but also suggest ways in which improvement can be made. By using differentiation techniques when providing meaningful feedback, educators have the ability to create an environment where every student feels supported and encouraged while still challenging them academically. Through this approach, students will gain confidence in their own abilities while developing skills necessary for success in school and beyond. Main idea number 10. Differentiation can be used to create a safe learning environment by providing activities that are tailored to each student's individual needs and interests. This helps to ensure that all students feel comfortable in the classroom, regardless of their ability level or background. Differentiated instruction allows teachers to provide differentiated materials, assignments, and assessments for each student based on their individual strengths and weaknesses. By doing this, teachers can make sure that every student is able to access the curriculum without feeling overwhelmed or judged. In addition, differentiation also encourages collaboration among students as they work together in small groups or pairs on projects related to their own interests. This type of collaborative learning creates an atmosphere where everyone feels respected and valued for their unique contributions. Furthermore, it gives students the opportunity to learn from one another while developing important social skills such as communication and problem solving. By using differentiation strategies in the classroom, Teachers can create a safe learning environment where all students feel accepted and supported no matter what their abilities may be. Differentiation not only ensures that all learners have equal access to educational opportunities but also fosters an atmosphere of respect between teacher and student. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.